Good morning. So yesterday we started with the Hakdama, the introduction to Maseches Kalayim. And now we're going to start the first Mishnah of Maseches Kalayim. Like I said yesterday, the first parak very much discusses which two plants would not be Kalayim, which would be Kalayim. In other words, just as a continuation from yesterday, the psukim that we read don't have any very clear definitions of what is considered Kalayim. It says in the Pasuk, Sad Kalay Sizra Kalayim. What does that mean? So it's a very broad isser. You shouldn't plant klayim. So one could think you can't plant two different types of wheat there. Maybe you can't plant two different types of barley. And so on and so forth. When it comes to behemtecha leisabir klayim, maybe or leisachrish shorvach mariachta, maybe all these things include, you know, you can't take one breed of a cow with another breed of a cow and put them together. Because again, the pasuk is not—it's just not very clear. So what happens in the first parak of Maseches Kalayim is we start by just defining what is included in Kalayim, what's not included in Kalayim. So we're going to mention a lot of plants, which it seems that a lot of these plants really either look alike or they're from the same family, but ultimately they are slightly different. And there would have been a havamina where you would have had reason to think that there would be klayim here. So the Mishnah starts, hachitim v'hazunim einan klayim. So chitim we know is wheat, and zunim, I can't tell exactly what it is. It seems like, just from a translation I have here, it's darnel, ryegrass. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know why you would have thought it was klayim, but ultimately it's not klayim. Similarly, we're going to see a lot of things are going to be like that. You have soyrim is barley, shibor l'shul is oats. It happens to be that there's recent controversy whether shibor l'shul is indeed oats or not. But it came up with regard to Pesach, whether one could be yetz in the mitzvah of matzah with oat matzah. It seems to be that most of Klal Yisrael understands that shibor l'shul is oats, and we are yetz in the mitzvah of d'oraisa of eating matzah with oats. But ultimately, again, soyrim is barley. Shpeil Shul is alt, there's no klayim with that. Hakusmin, that's spelt. The Hashifain is rye. Those again, there's no klayim there. Hapul, Vasapra pul is beans. Some call it legumes. I'm not exactly sure what the difference is. And sapir, I think it's chickpeas. I guess that's what it sounds like from the translation here. Hapurkadun, Vatoifach. These are different types of beans, peas, upula lavan, white beans, uich, at least in modern day Hebrew, I believe is kidney beans. So again, these are different types of beans, different types of peas, but you're mixing them together, lacha is ena klayim bezeh bezeh, they're all considered one with another is really the same thing. There's no klayim if you were to plant them together. The Mishnah Beis continues, akishas ha-malaf ha-fon. Kishas is I believe it's some type of zucchini or squash, malafafon, and at least nowadays translates into cucumbers. Einim klayim zebezeh. Those are not klayim. Rabbi Yehuda emer klayim. Yehuda says it is klayim. I have no idea why Rabbi Yehuda argues, why he says it is, why it isn't. Again, these are things which are similar, and the Mishnah is saying they're not klayim. Yehuda says it is. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Chazaras v'chazaras galim. Chazaras is lettuce. Chazaras galim. It seems like it's just a little bit of more of a wild type of lettuce. One grows in a garden, one grows wildly. That's not klayim. Ulshin, ulshin yasada. Ulshin, again, also is some type of leaf that grows. The difference between whether they're wild or they grow in the field. Kreshim, v'kreshe yasada. I'm not sure what kreshim is. I really don't know. Kuzbar, v'kuzbar yasada. Kuzbar, I believe, is coriander. Again, we're differentiating between the coriander, which is planted and grows in a field where it's planted, and then what grows wildly. Again, that's not going to be klayim if you were to plant them together. Chardav v'chadlo mitzri, different types of mustard, and Egyptian mustard, or regular mustard. Medalasa mitzis v'harmutza. Dalas is a type of melon, and v'harmutza, apparently it's also some type of melon. Or maybe it's gourd. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure. Dalas, I think, is actually really gourd. It's not really a melon. It's a gourd. So these seem to be similar plants. And pula mitzri v'acharuv. Pula mitzri is an Egyptian bean. V'acharuv is buktzer. Buktzer, carob. Einim klayim zebeze. All these things are similar. Halacha is they are not klayim. We'll do one more Mishnah to finish off the category of Zrayim. We'll continue with Elon tomorrow. Mishnah Gimel says, Alefes v'anafutz. Alefes is a turnip. And nafutz is radishes. Kruv v'hat roivtar. Kruv is cabbage. And troivtar apparently is some type of, another type of cabbage. Hatradim, beets. V'halunim. I don't know what leunim is. Apparently something which is similar to a beet. Einim klayim zebezeh. Hoisif Rabbi Kiva. Mekiva added in to what is not considered klayim. Shum v'ha shumanis. Different types of garlic. Butts of a batzalzel. An onion and another type of onion. Again, it seems like these are just, whether they're wild onions or regular onions, do they grow out in the field or they grow out in the wild. So again, apparently the I don't know, I'm not a farmer, but apparently garlic which grows in a field and garlic that grows in the wild, and similar with onions, they look different, they are different. But turmis, v'ha pluslus. Turmis, again, is some type of bean. I don't know exactly what it looks like, but it's some type of bean. It takes a long time to cook. We know that from Maseches Shabbos. And apparently, pluslus is the same thing. All these things are einim klayim zebezeh. They're all very similar to each other. Even though the pasuk doesn't tell us specifically, these things are considered, nevertheless, these are not klayim, and these can be planted together. We'll stop here at Mishnah Daled. We'll continue with Elon tomorrow.